This episode is brought to you in part by the Table Podcast from the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm Daryl Bach, one of the hosts, and I invite you to join us as we discuss issues of God and culture, which includes anything and everything. Listen on your podcast app or at dts.edu/thetable.
Hi, I'm Ashley Hales. I'm host of the Finding Holy podcast and author of the book, A Spacious Life and Finding Holy in the Suburbs. And I love ideas, but ideas don't live in a vacuum. Ideas move beyond the ivory tower and impact everything from our laundry routines to how we go about our work. And so on the Finding Holy podcast, it is my mission to help Christians live more meaningful, intentional, and kinder lives. We do that through conversation. My guests, whether they're Christian leaders, artists, activists, professors, or pastors, see a problem. But here, we're not about hot takes. Here, we're about providing space for curiosity and grace so that you can actually integrate what you know with how you live, just like your laundry routine. It all matters. Let's find holy together. This season, season 5 of the Finding Holy podcast, we are going to explore our limits as the pathway to love. I invite you to consider with my guests, what does a spacious life look like? But before we begin, I wanted to invite you to click in the show notes to aspacious.life. If you head on over to aspacious.life, you'll be able to take a free quiz to find out what your personal hustle habit is, as well as get some really great starting points to begin to experience a sense of spaciousness and embrace your own limits today. So make sure you take that quiz and go ahead and pre-order A Spacious Life, Trading Hustle and Hurry for the Goodness of Limits. You can find all that information at aspacious.life. Maybe you're a bit like me. The first time I met my husband on one of our very first dates, we went bowling and I got grumpy. I think I probably bowled like a 34. I am no good at bowling. But what was funny is how my husband, now husband, told me, "Hey, Ash, you know what? If you're bad at something, bowling's okay to be bad at." You see, I kind of thought I had to be good at everything I did. I grew up in an age where we were told to be all we could be, that the world was at our fingertips, and everything I read, from magazines to self-help to even Christian versions, said, "Girl, you can do it. All you gotta do is pull yourself up by your bootstraps, grab a little hustle, grab a little hurry, and you will have the good life." Well, if you're human, you know that that doesn't work. For me, my big realization that hustle and hurry were not keys to this unlimited life, but actually things that shrank my soul, was experiencing parenthood. We have 4 kids, and life is full and glorious, and there were a whole lot of diapers and not a whole lot of sleep. And as I walked this journey with Jesus, I realized that the good life wasn't in more, but it was in less. And that actually our normal human God-given limits are the way that we find a more spacious life. We don't find a more spacious life through hustle and hurry. We don't find meaning, purpose, joy, and rest through what we can accomplish. Ultimately, a spacious life follows the pattern of Jesus's life. So this season, in season 5 of the Finding Holy podcast, I want to explore together with you and with my guests how our limits actually lead to love. Here is your invitation. Friends, this is a season for you. If you're both too much and feel like not enough, this season, as we talk about a spacious life, it's for you. If you're burnt out on the hustle more, try harder life. busy isn't cutting it, neither is the line to just work harder. Whether you spend your days in the corner office, jet setting, or playing blocks on the floor next to your toddler, you can feel spent, burnt out, and you long for a more spacious life. Maybe you've read that Jesus's yoke is easy and his burden is light, but you're stuck in the carpool line or you have a long commute and it feels like if you just stop spinning the plates that they'd all come crashing down. So you just keep spinning them. But you wonder, if they do come crashing down, then who are you really anyway? This is a gentle invitation to take a breath and find a spacious life. Not in a life of more, but a life of less. Don't get me wrong, this isn't some advice on minimalism or cleaning out your closets, though if that's your jam, do some of that too. This is about the deepest things that matter, the story underneath all the stories. To focus your attention and imagination on the kind invitations of Jesus, whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light. A spacious life is an invitation into the deep life of Jesus. I promise you'll be able to breathe here. So join me on a journey about our internal landscapes, how we can be invited into a spacious place even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. So let's go. But a warning first. The entryway is small, and it doesn't look that spectacular from the outside when we think about this spacious life. Maybe you back away a bit. Surely this isn't the good life, this life of limits. But I know it's a bit scary to lay down all the lives you thought you might live, all the good you might do in the world, all your grand plans, and to cover yourself with the blanket of the gospel. Surely you think it'll be boring in there or claustrophobic, or maybe you'll get snuffed out in the process and not be able to find yourself any longer. Maybe it'll be dark. It may be all of those things. But one thing we all know for sure, this life of striving isn't working out any longer. And the story of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps or finding some sort of fairy dust inside of you to rely on isn't working either, because you know your own complicated self. So friend, let's give it a go. I promise it's spacious here. Friends, go on over to aspacious.life. You'll find some great starting places. And maybe as you're folding the laundry or doing these mundane household tasks, you'll begin to see a sense of spaciousness as you recognize the limits of your time, your attention, your body, and your season of life. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Find out more at aspacious.life. Because big things matter, but so does the laundry.